Next presentation will be about knowledge preservation. Before going to the some kind of the details and explanation strategy for knowledge preservation, I'd like to give you the some practical example of the knowledge preservation. It's this short presentation about new way presenting knowledge, in particular presenting the nuclear power plant design knowledge, I can say, in new, innovative, interactive way. That if somebody knows, what does it mean? What is augmented reality? Have you heard about this? Tolsinkov is not allowed to speak.
The young should.
Young, they should know about this. This is a new, sometimes people have talked about enhanced reality. This is a way of presenting some information and knowledge through mobile devices, which are working on iPad, iPhone, Android, and so on and so on. Then it's how it looks like. Then the people can, I can say, take additional information about surrounding details, 3D models, like here, and whatever. This kind of techniques can be used also for nuclear area. In particular, they can be used for design information, when the nuclear power plant construction and other things like this. Then we... Rosatom developed a special application available for both platform for Apple and Android. This is a reality is mobile application design. It's free. This is a new innovative way to present NPP design in 3D model. It's like the way to preserve knowledge and present this knowledge. And it's very, I can say, simple to do, and it could be used for different purposes as a tool to show the design and to, I can say, for negotiations, for study guide, for training, and whatever. Then it's very simple to use, and it explains how to use. First of all, you download application. Then you are taking the special booklet where all this information presented in very interesting way. Then you are taking your iPad or iPhone or whatever and point your mobile camera and the marker, and you will see the picture like this in 3D model. You can do it today and investigate this way to present knowledge and preserve knowledge. And this is a booklet which are absolutely necessary to play this game. The person who will answer the right question will get this application, this booklet immediately. Russians not allowed to answer. Where and when was the world's first nuclear power plant commissioned to generate electricity? No, Russians are not allowed to answer. Okay. Where? When? Huh? The world's first nuclear power plant was commissioned in June 27, 1954, exactly 60 years ago, in Obninsk, Russian Federation. You? It's yours. By the way, it was shut down in April 2002. And nuclear power plant was really not powerful. It was only 5 thermowatt
electrical, it's around 30%, but nevertheless, it generated electricity. This is just for fun. Now we can go to the presentation. Developing a strategy for knowledge preservation. I think it's a special preservation I prepared for one of the group who is doing knowledge preservation project. It will be helpful, I guess, because the title of this project exactly like this. But it's not necessary that you will repeat my presentation.
Useful.
Yeah, use it as a background material, not more. I will skip some kind of slides because we already discussed a lot why knowledge should be preserved, what is, could be a problem with knowledge preservation, and how to do it. And in fact, that's time to we coming sometimes to the point where the preserving knowledge and your facility and your organization is a problem. And then, of course, that knowledge preservation activities should be started. It's also some illustration how to develop the knowledge preservation strategy. It's impossible to save everything, to preserve everything, and it's not needed. In fact, if we talking about critical processes which we are technological processes and critical persons to which are obtaining and carrying the critical knowledge. You also can make some kind of assessment, which was also discussed here many times, and come to the conclusion that in some area preservation is must, in some areas preservation is recommended, and in some areas preservation activities not necessary. And you should be very critical because all preservation activities cost money. It means that before going to the preservation of knowledge, you should define what should be preserved. Not preserve rubbish. Preserve really critical knowledge, the valuable knowledge. No, it's like it in your home. If you have plenty of things, plenty of your notes, plenty of whatever, that you are not keeping everything at home time to time before Christmas or after Christmas or before. You are cleaning and taking it away and cleaning the room for the new things. And the same with the knowledge. Take away the old one, but be very careful because old knowledge could be very valuable and will be, I can say, important for your future. In fact, generally we are talking about different kind of preservation. We are, could be in two extremes, which David discussed, tacit to tacit. When we preserve knowledge, just direct, I can say, transferring of knowledge from one person to another. It's also preservation. It's when Stradivari made his violins, he put a person, and the person was looking for him 15 years, and after he allowed him to make a first violin. No, probably now 15 years for the transfer in the organization, tacit to one from one person to another person, will be too much. But nevertheless, this one possibility. The second possibility, when we are talking about preservation of the documents, it's transferring and knowledge transfer explicit to explicit. I would like to put your attention here on the document. It's a corporative analysis of methods and tools for nuclear knowledge preservation. Some years ago, in fact, in 2006-2009, Agency International Atomic Energy carried coordinated research project on this subject, investigating different methods and tools for knowledge preservation. And it seems to me that up to now, the most comprehensive document on the analysis of different methods and tools for knowledge preservation. At least I haven't seen more comprehensive document, and for those of you who are looking for what kind of method tools should be used, this document is really, I think, good, and the document was published in 2011, and it's available in the agency site for free downloading. It's a definition of knowledge preservation. We are talking knowledge preservation, what does it mean? It's a process of maintaining organizational system of knowledge and capabilities that preserves and stores perceptions, actions, and experiences over time and secures the possibility of recall for the future. In fact, it's probably a little bit long, but we hear what is important, what should be said here. And also, this is the preservation secures the possibility of recall for the future. This is extremely important, that you not only store the knowledge or your documents, whatever, but you are secure that this document could be used. They will be readable, they will be in some way safe, secure, and this is extremely important. It's not just to put on the shell and forget. It's a system. Let us consider different, I can say, approaches of knowledge preservation. I will not give in all details, but you will read it later, but what is important? First of all, it's archival approach. This is the most common. The most common in all organizations, people have archives, they're putting there some different information, structure, it's regulated by different procedures, but this is the most important, most common use. It's normally paper-based system, and now it's maybe digital, but it's traditional. Then the second approach also, which can be, I can say, allocated for in this structure. This is a business process reengineering and tradition theory perspectives. This we talking about some kind online information system, which include very well-known applications, enterprise application software, enterprise resource planning, information system, and so on and so on. Then we can say about approach human resources and organizational learning approach. In this area, we concentrate mainly on the human capabilities, human resource capabilities, and competences. This is also approach. Then project-based approach, also very important, because here we are, we preserving knowledge based on the ongoing project. It's important because very often organization, they're repeating similar project, and if the project information from previous project not saved properly, the organization should start doing everything from the zero. Production process data perspective. This is the approach when we are, for example, for nuclear power plant, when we are preserving all operational data. Design basis information, maintenance perspective. This is the approach where we preserving design knowledge for nuclear facilities and keeping this preserved over all lifetime. And of course, in reality, all different approaches could be combined in different organizations depending the organizational strategy. This is the approaches applied to achieve the knowledge preservation objectives. We run the special survey, and you can see some kind of the approaches which will be already taken by different organizations. It's a formal maintenance of knowledge preservation system, organization-wide knowledge preservation system, formalized procedures, definition of clear criteria standards, appropriate financial resources, and whatever. This is the different approaches we are taking to achieve knowledge preservation objectives. This survey was performed through its summary of 41 responses from 25 countries, and this is what kind of organization participated in this survey. It's educational, government, research, commercial, and others. Let us go to the main processes. Knowledge preservation as a process could be subdivided on different processes. What is here? First of all, identification. It's identification of knowledge to be preserved. Capture of this knowledge. Generation or creation of this knowledge, sometimes necessary. Processing and transformation. Storage and retention. Search and retrieval. Because it's not enough to store this. You need to incorporate some kind of mechanism to search and retrieval your knowledge. Representation. Transfer and exchange, and maintenance and updating. In fact, if you are looking for serious knowledge preservation system, you are going through this kind of the processes. It means that one vault knowledge preservation, what does it mean? It means that you are doing these things. It's not so simple, and sometimes not so cheap. Also, some kind of attributes for knowledge processes should be taken. First of all, multilingualism. This is apply to support cross-language information resources. In many organizations, that when you are creating your knowledge preservation system, the system should support few languages. Especially, I think, if you are working on international environment, it's your local language, it's as usual, English language, if it's language of international atomic energy, it's a language of your customers, it could be different languages. It means that this is also some kind of the feature which should be installed in your system. Quality assurance. It's reliability and integrity of data, information, and knowledge. Security. It's a protection of your knowledge from authorized access, because sometimes it's needed, because you can store your sensitive knowledge here. Safety, protection of knowledge from also authorized use, and nuclear industrial safety protection perspective, that your here it's access from the point of view of security, here the your records should be safe from different environmental things. And version control, which is also important. Very often, if you put your data and stored in some kind of the format, for example, in 10, 15 years, it's Word perfect. It was very common for text files. Now, if you will take these files, you cannot read them. You need a special converter, and it's not so simple, because everybody using the Microsoft Word. That it means that you should take care about this control, you should migrate your data, you should take care about this. Then, when you start your knowledge preservation, you need to develop strategy. Strategy in your organization. That it's a typical elements here. I will not maybe read them, but it's important to consider your strategy and to consider different elements for this strategy. What for you are doing your knowledge preservation? What is the main focus of your knowledge preservation? You need to develop some kind of the strategic plan. This is you are doing the SWOT analysis, you making identification of challenges, formulation vision and missions, designing drivers, defining the objectives, defining the key performance indicator, you are making the risk assessment and management plan, development implementation action plan, and making assessment of your knowledge preservation initiative. It's a very standard form, which could be applied for different projects, but you need to develop it specifically for knowledge preservation activities. After the knowledge preservation activities done, you are going to very important thing. You are going to the point where you define to which method and tools should be used for knowledge preservation. And you are coming to the point, and it's recommended to identify your tools when your strategy is clear. Because it's, as I was told, there is plenty of different tools. Which one is should be used by your organization? And there is, of course, no tools for ops, different tools, but I can say we will concentrate here on the tool for knowledge preservation. Tools to be used. Depending I say, objectives, responsibilities, expertise, context, time scale, technology, because different tools, sometimes you need to save your information and knowledge for 1 year, and sometimes, like John Day was saying about the some waste management activities, it's 100 years. Then, of course, approaches will be different, and that's difficulties and barrier are different, and the time scale is different, and other things. That's why we need to look on the method and tools from general point of view. That's, first of all, nature of knowledge being preserved. It's clear. This is a tacit knowledge, implicit or explicit. Level of knowledge domain. What we are talking about? We are talking about individual knowledge, about group organizational or industry-wide. Range of focus. It could be process methodology, it could be product design, it could be project, it could be technology. Different focus of the knowledge domain. Stage of in knowledge management life cycle. It's identification, capture, or processing. Different tools will be applied. Application or usage. It's again the personal use, human resource, or chain management, or whatever. And time horizon, short, medium, or long term. This, all these areas will give you plenty of possibilities. And based on these possibilities, you will come to different methods and tools. And this is just examples of the tools for capturing tacit knowledge. This is the examples of method and tools for capturing explicit knowledge. You see, it's, they are different, and not all of them here. It's just from experience. And we are coming to this document. In this document, you can find there some kind of the interesting things and the tables which you support your activities. First of all, knowledge management tools, methods, they are here. Coaching, computer-based training, concept maps, cross-functional, and so on and so on. This is a very long list. And here, there is some kind of the groups. Knowledge type, knowledge preservation processes, level of knowledge, as I and focus. If you and the group who made research, they make investigation of all methods, and they put some recommendation which kind of the methods can be used for in which domain and for which purposes. It's a big research. And if you go to here, I just click, where the my mouse? I just show you how it looks like. This is in reality, taken from the book. It's the same thing. You will go and see many methods, which are here. Data collection, equipment reliability program, formal training, informational processing management, use of internet portals, and so on and so on. And this is a recommendation in which domain different methods can be used. It's a big research, and if you are starting your program, it's a big help. It will give you navigation, what kind of method and tools you can use. Opa. You can survive, no problem. Ah, it should be closed, I think, here. This. Ah. It's even worse, just a minute. In other tables, table, it's a tools for processes. It's also some kind of knowledge preservation tools. They are here, data mining, groupware, document management system, content management system, knowledge mapping tool, and simulation and models, historical data, and so on and so on. And the same things here, that different processes, which can be used for identification of knowledge, for capture knowledge, for processing and organization of knowledge, storage and retrieval, and so on and so on. It's also some recommendation, and you can see not all methods could be used for different purposes. You should be very selective. I will not show you table, but table 2, it's here, also giving the details. Also, tools for application domains. that if we will go through different tools, we can also consider from the point of view, you see, facility operating data, design basis data, workflow data, and so on and so on. It's a different domains, and with different, in different domains, there are different recommendations which method can be used. Finally, we are coming to implementation of knowledge management method and tools. Normally, when you are start doing this implementation, you are going to some criteria. And this is very important, and this design group or project group, they created some kind of implementation criteria. This is probably the most interesting part of this document. Method required expert to implement. Complexity to implement method. It's different type. There are some methods are simple, sometimes it's quite complicated. Duration needed. Sometimes you see it's hours, sometimes it's years to implement some methods. Budget requirement. It's also some methods are very costly, sometimes some of them not. Potential area of impact. Some methods are concentrated on safety, some of them concentrated on effectiveness, some of them concentrated on both. Potential benefit also could be graded. Potential the adverse effect of not implementing. This is a very important thing. What will be if we will not implement this? On time, periodic or continuous initiative. Risk of implementation problems, changes to methods, procedures, changes required to culture, level of management support required. There are all many things we were talking about this, and the different methods and tools could be classified from this point of view. This document and our project team also made the investigation and presented this table, which also here, you can see implementation criteria, which I was talking about, and this is a different method and tools. And for each method method or tool, you will find some kind of recommendation. This is a big research, big result, which are available for you. You can use it, you can see it, and use it as a navigation in creation of your knowledge preservation system. In fact, it's a great job. And that job was done during 3 years in order to find this table, to create this table, and present it. Time is running. So in my presentation, you can find good practices to capture explicit knowledge. This is what is really people use in their real practice. Digitalization of hard copies, use of knowledge bases, use of relational databases, and so on and on. Some of this will be addressed tomorrow and day after tomorrow. Also, you can find good practices to capture tacit knowledge. Also, some of this thing will be addressed in the following presentations. Also, in conclusions, again, I don't like to read everything. I think I will just highlight that critical knowledge preservation is really important because this is you should take care about the critical knowledge and critical knowledge preservation. And what is also important that many cost-effective methods and tools available to support knowledge preservation in nuclear organization, but many of them, unfortunately, not in use because people simply not observing all range, all scope of the preservation methods, which are, I can say, available for their use. It's a different recommendation, and I think as a minimum, basic knowledge preservation measures should be taken in nuclear organization to ensure that the key tacit and explicit knowledge is identified and retained. Also, I would like to say that in all of these activities, the key is the content and the quality rules. It means doing all these things, don't forget about the kink, about content. You are doing it for content. And the critical knowledge, as I mentioned, not preserve everything. Be very careful. Take about the care about the key knowledge in your organization. Any questions?
Thank you.